He only acted like a beam. Rashi says means under the mekayimam. Hazar eitzel akayin amakabel. Shri hakayin meis meloi. The oichzoi ad shebo hazerek v'neitlam yedei. So this zar only like stood there. So the kayin that met the kabbalah sadam, he handed it over to the zar. Now the zar just stood there holding on to the of dam. And then later, the other kindness, the making Zrika, came and took it from him. Therefore, the Zahar, as he says, was not in the car of the dam at all to the Mizbeach. The labor loch is regal, the labor short of siyad, and it took different, just like a stool, it's like a table, that's all. So that's why it was kosher. Then, Nachnami, if the Zahar would be in the car, would bring the dam closer to the Mizbeach, he would do an avodah of the halacha, that would make it so. Both Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they both say, Halacha Bizar is Machlokes for the Shimon and Rabbanim. I tell you, talking about Machlokes, we have the Shimon and the Rabbanim. And it's like this. We have the Shimon, the Yomar Avoda. Shef Shalavatlo, Lav Avodi. According to the Shimon, in our Mishnah that he says, Bishas Halacha. Since it's possible to do without it. If you have a wrong Machshava, it's not possible, because it's possible to go with the do without a Avoda. Halacha, then Shayla Bazaar, I'll tell you the story, even if a Zahar makes the halacha, they think it could be done without it, it's still kosher. But the Rabbanim, according to Rabbanim, they hold no, even if it's possible to do without it, but now Lamaisa that you need the halacha, now Lamaisa the Shechita was done far away from the Mizbeach, you have to make halacha, bring the dam to the Mizbeach. So according to the Rabbanim, just like Machshava with Pasul, who had been a Zahar, does the Avodah, and it was the apostle. So that's what Rabbi Rabbi Yosef wanted to say. Omalai Abaye says back, no, there's no proof. The Shechita, the Avodah, Shiech Shalavatlom. Shechita, it's not possible to do without it. You have to have a Shechita. And still looks Shere Bazaar, still looks Kosher Bazaar. So Rashi says the question is, Alma, what do we see from here? That Tam, Loi Brotai, it's not telling you this. Let the Mishnah Rabbanim be Mishum the severe lo de lochi yefsha levatlo. You can't bring the proof. Since the Rabbanim say, like the loch is called the choshev avoidum, therefore the Zahar doesn't really puzzle. No, Shechit also is a choshev avoidum, you can't do without it. And still the Zahar is kosher. So it's no proof what the Rabbanim will hold by halacha. So when I said back, Omele, I said back to no, Shechit lav avoidum. Shechit is not called an avoidum. The reason why a Zahar is kosher to make the Shechit even by regular korban is because Shechit is not called the Avodah. Meaning to say it's not an Avodah that needs a Kohen. From Kabbalah onwards, you need a Kohen. The Kabbalah, the Loch and the Zerika, that has to be done with a Kohen. But Shechit is kosher even the Zahar. Why? Because it's not called an Avodah. As Rashi says, Midiyasuch Rabo Kol Apsulim, since all the Psulim are kosher, is therefore it's not called an Avodah Chashuva. Avodah, they have the Avodah, but something is called an Avodah. The Yevshel of Atla is Pesach Bazaar. So the Gemara, is it true that Shechit is not called an Aveda of Eloi? V'Omer Rabbi Zeir Omer Rav, Shechit as Poro Bazaar Psula. By the Poro Aduma, you need a Kohen to do the Shechita. If the Zah does the Shechita, it's possible. Rashi says, why the Sib is Shechitosai? The Nosata Oysa El Elozer HaKohen V'Shochav K'sib of the Poro Chukav Chalech V'Sib Chukav Chuba. So you see the Poro needs a Kohen to make the Shechita. So why? So must be because Shechita is called an Avodah. The Yom Rav Lo, Rav says on this, Elozah the Chukah is bo. It says Elozah, it says Chukah. That's why you have to have Dafka Kohen to be the Shechita of a Poro. But I call upon him, if you tell me that Shechita is not called an Avodah at all, so why should I have to have a Kohen for? So my answer is, Shani Poro, Poradum is different. The Kochei Bedek Abayis, it only has Kuchas Bedek Abayis. The Paradum is not really good on the Mizbeach. It doesn't have a din of Kedushas Aguf. It only has Locha like Kedushas Bedek Abayis. So the Gemara is so then, for Lav Kol Dechenu, isn't it for sure it's a question then? For sure like a Tzkav Dechenu. Kotche Bedek Abayis Heze. Avoido Madach by this Paraduma. That's only considered the Kedushas Bedek Abayis. It's not so strong. Still you tell me the Shechit is called an Avoido. But it's possible Bizarre. Kotche Mizbeach, a regular Korban. But as Kedushas Aguf on it, Lav Avodi, how can you tell me the Shechit is not called an Avodah? For sure, the Shechit should be called an Avodah. So So if the shechita is called an avodah, how come shechita is kosher bizarre? Hello, my the special halachas. So it could be who I did. Maybe the halachas is also kosher bizarre then. So my answer is, Amir Rav Shisha b'Rei de Rav Idi, Midi de Hevei Amaris Negoyim. I tell you, Poladim is different. It's not worse than a loch of Maris Negoyim. That is a loch that you have a nega and you bar you in the house. To lav avoidi, it's not called an avoidah. To check out, to see the nega, whether it's tummy or not, that's not called an avoidin kachim. That's a loch of Negoyim. Still the Torah says, O boy kuna, you have to have kuna. Even though it's not called an avoidah, it's possible with such a loch you have to have a kain. That's why Paraduma, even though the Shechita is not called an avodah, but still by the Paraduma, that's a special loch. Here the Torah said, you have to have a kain. Now the Gemara asks, Tarei halochas evorim lekevitz. That loch you have to carry the evorim. Like you have to make the Shechita and you have to dam, then you mafshit, you skin the animal, and then you cut it up into pieces, then you take the pieces out of the Mizbech and you burn it. So there's an avoid of carrying the Evorim to the Mizbech. For a halochos Evorim lekevet. Carrying the pieces of meat of the korban to the kevet. The avoid of Shef Shalavatla. It's an avoid which is possible to do without it. It's possible, like, to make that shota to skin the animal right next to the Mizbech, that you would not have to go and carry the pieces of meat to the Mizbech. And still with Sula Bazaar, so it's possible for that to do it. So still the pasuk says, "The hikra of hakoyin esakol, the hikra hamizbecha." And the other man we learned, "Zu halachas tevorim lekevet." This pasuk here, "The hikra of hakoyin esakol," means even the halachas tevorim lekevet, carrying the pieces of meat to the plank of the mizbeach, has to be done through a kain. So you see, even though it's now avodah which is esher levatlo, still you need a kain. So maybe you're also maybe this halacha. Maybe the halacha, even though it's eshel of atla, maybe still you need a kohen. How do you know to say a kohen to Rabbi Shimon? That halacha is kosher bizarre. Here you see, even though halacha is eshel of atla, still it's possible bizarre. So now it says, heichid the goli goli, heichid le goli le goli. That now, with the Torah says clearly, by the halacha, it says, well, it is, especially because that's a question, you have to have a kohen very good. But halacha is adam. Here the puzzle doesn't say anywhere clearly you have to have a kohen. So if a kohen to Rabbi Shimon, the story is, that since it's Eshel of Atla, it's possible to have the korban, the shechita done right next to the mizbeach. You do not have to have a lochas adam. Therefore, be kosher even bizarre. Now the Gemara says, no, you can't say like this. V'lav kol d'chemu, isn't like a kol d'chemu, just the opposite. How could you say hechad begol begol hechad lagol begol, which says yes and not not? Ma halochas sevor mekevus. Ma duch by this avoid of carrying the avorim to the kevus. T'loy mat for kaporom. Like the whole burning of the fats is not makir, doesn't hold back the kapara. Even if you do not burn the fats altogether, the korban is kosher. Once you made the zrika of adam, the korban is kosher. Still, boy kuna, still you tell me this is very kosher. You have to have a kohen to make this halacha. If so, halacha is dam. Carrying the dam from the makam hashchita to the makam hazrika, to the mizbeach, to make the kapara, that you need this halacha for the kapara. You need this halacha to bring the dam to the mizbeach in order to make this rika on the mizbeach. Well, kosher, and isn't it for sure that you have to have a kohen? Then the Chachamim have added the svara that you have to have a kohen the shas halacha of the dam. And if the number goes like this, Omer Ulo, Omer Ablozo, Hoy Ulocha Bizar Psula. Ah, Fidel Rabbi Shimon, clearly, even according to Rabbi Shimon's svara, even though it's possible to do away with the halacha, very good. If you do away with it, okay. But now that Lamaisa the Shechita was gone away from the Mizbeach, that you have the Dam away, you have to carry it towards the Mizbeach, it's called an Avodah Chashuvah, that Avad you have to have a Kain, and the Bazaar would do this Avodah, would make a Psalm in the Dam. Now the Gemara says, Ibn, we'll have a question like this. Halacha Shloi Beregel, Shemoha Locha, Eloi Shemoha Locha. Like we had before. The Taga, we'll see later on in the Sefer, we said before, that Halacha is a Psalmah, the Shalom, can you do it over again? Does it make mamash of psul in the dam? Or the pshat is that this is carved with the fact you brought the dam closer through a zaz, that's no good. We'll see later. The question is, could you bring it back again and do it over again with a kohen? That we'll see later on. Now the Mari asks the question, what's the shali boilihu? Halacha shloi beregel shmo halacha, loi shmo halacha, like we had before. Let's say you do not move your feet. You just pick up the dam with your hands.
it's on the floor, let's say you carry, let's say a Zahar is in between two Kohanim. So the Zahar takes it out of the hands of one Kohen, and he puts the Dam into the other Kohen. He's Mekari, brings the Dam closer towards the Mizbeach without moving his feet. Just by moving his hands, he moves the Dam. Does that make a psul or not? So Tashema, it says, V'chein Yoshe V'chein Shemayel Posel. If the Kohen is sitting down or using left hand, that makes a psul. For I made master of the Kohen is standing, doom you the Yoshev like you're sitting down, kosher. It would be kosher. Well, here really the shaila here is about the halacha shleibu regol slavdaf gizar. Rashi's the shaila here was there's a machshav apostle there according to Rabban and Shito that the shas halacha machshav apostle if a kain has a machshav the shas is just moving the dam without walking, is that also called an avoid or not? So there's a machshav apostle then or not? That was the shaila. Here's a thing, it says when is a kain no good only if he's sitting? Master if he's standing like sitting, it is kosher, it's called a good avoida. So where's the case of this? It must be that he's moving the dam with his hands. As long as he's standing, it's okay. The Gemara says no. Dilma Yeshev the Kishayef Meshev. Maybe Yeshev means he's sitting and he's dragging himself along. He's like a moving. It's not just on start handing the dam, Shastalocha, but maybe Yeshev that still means the Kishayef Meshev, even though he's dragging himself along. But as long as he's only sitting, that's a puzzle. I made Dumi the Yeshev, what's called standing, like sitting, denied putter, he's moving a little bit. But I call upon him, he has to be moving. Maybe if he doesn't move his feet, maybe it's not called a locha, Nachshav would not puzzle. You have no proof yet, won't be the locha, or a locha, just moving you with your hands, without moving your feet. Is that called an avoda that the Nachshav could puzzle, even if a kohen does it? And he has a machshavah of shleilus shmor without possible by korban chatas. So Torah Shema coming here, it says, Shochat Yisrael, the kibul ha-koyin, Yisrael made a shechita. And then the koyin was makabu the dam. The nosul lechaveru lechaveru lechaveru, they handed it one to another, another to another. So it says it's kosher. So how does it mean the reason just handed it one to another without moving? So you see it's called a good halacha. So when it says no, maybe there was some 9 to 90 ports, and maybe they each one moved a little bit. He moved his feet. If so, my kumash, what's the kiddush over there? For Ivam had this melech, there's of course an Indian to use a lot of people. The more people you use to use it, to do the avodah, to bring the korban, it's called Ivam had this melech. The more you have, the nicer it is. The Nechnami, each kohen had to move a little bit. That's why it's called an avodah of halacha. So, therefore, again, we have no proof to what the halacha of a halacha is shleibu regel. And that was the Gemara Shaila, two really shallow with both. Halacha shleibu regel. Is it, if it's not called an avodah, it's not called a locha, then if a zara does it, does not make a psul. And who had been if a kohen kosher does and has a machshav a psul, it would not pass to the korban. But if the old halacha shleibu regel is called halacha, even though you are not moving, your feet are not moving, but since you are being the car of the dam closer to the mizbeach, if it's called an avodah, then both, if a zara does it, would make a psul. And who had been if a kohen kosher does and has the raw machshav, it would pass to the korban. For the Bible, we have no proof. Now the Gemara says, Tosh Shema, come in here, another locha. Tomorrow later it says, Kibel HaKosher. A kosher, a koyen, makes the Kabbalah Saddam. He receives the dam in the Mizrach and the Kli. Now it says, the Nosam L'Apostle. This kosher, a koyen, gives it over, hands it over to Apostle. Whether it's a Zar, whether it's a koyen, it's a Baal Mom Apostle. There's a locha where it's Yachzil HaKosher. It says that this apostle person has to go and give it back to the kosher. So the question is why? What does he have to give it back for? As Rashi says, Yachzil HaKosher means Shenos Nolai. This person that's posel has to return it back to the one that gave it to him. So Rashi says, Ashmin Natat, it comes from us here, two things here. Chod, the one, the way Mitzvah, my the Yachzik HaKosher, even though the posel person is holding it in between, that's no psul. Since he did not do Halacha, there's no psul. The Ashmin Abba, the Locha Zu, Shasta HaKosher, Shlei Berego, secondly, the kosher kohen, when he handed it over to this posel person, he handed it over with his hands, he did not walk. That's not considered a good halacha. It's not called halacha, because it says, Yachzirenu l'mishnos, it says now he has to hand it back to the person who gave it to him. So here's the proof, because if halacha shleibu regel would be called halacha, if it would be called a good halacha, so then, Amayachzirenu. Why does he have to return it? What happened here?
a kosher, a kohen, handed it like a little bit closer to the person that's posel. So if you tell me that's called the good halacha, let it stay now by the posel, by the person that's holding it, and let the kohen come and take it away from him and go further. What does it say? You have to return it backwards to the kosher kohen that he took it from. So it's a raya that halacha shloi beregel is loy shmei halacha. It's not called an avodah. It's not called halacha. That's why it has to be returned. Because halacha is the dam can only come close to the mizbeach through a ma'isa halacha, and this is not called a halacha. Because if it is shmei halacha, like Rashi said, then there's no psul here. The postal person didn't do anything. He just stood still. He's like a ma'isitzibur. It's the kosher kohen that handed it over to him. The question is, what does the postal have to return it back? It must be that halacha shlei beregel is loy shmei halacha. So most of them, maybe there's no proof. The verse says, Eimer, rather say, Yachzer HaKosher Yikabla, no. The first halacha, the first Heshotah that the Kosher Kohen handed it over to this person that's possible, that's good. And the Dam's let it stay there. Now what it means is just maybe the Kosher Kohen has to come to where the possible person is and take it out of his hand. So Rashi says, Eimer, Bigoris, Yachzer Kosher Tadam Ezbeach, Yikablenum, Yidlenum, Yad Apostle. The halacha is Kosher Kamek Sher, the first halacha is the Kosher Halacha. Miller, you have no proof in this Bryce reader, what would be the halacha? If halacha shloi bered was it shmei halacha, loy shmei halacha. The Gemara says, itmul on like this, Oma ulu om Rav Yechanan. Halacha, what's the halacha? Oma ulu om Rav Yechanan, that halacha shloi bered yo, loy shmei halacha. Comes out clearly, the psak halacha is, that's what we're passing, it's not considered a halacha. And therefore, Rashi's v'yein ekshay ul alicha kain, v'yein machshava mefagel esbo, if you have a machshav of the shashot halacha, it's not called a good halacha. And it's not kosher to move it that way. And therefore, if we have before us, the kohen handed it over, it would have to be returned back in, and only moving it when he's walking. The avodas halacha, the way you makar of the dam, towards the mizbeach, has to be through a ma'is adam that he's walking. First, the kohen is just standing still and handing it over, and that's not considered the halacha. Halacha shloi beregel, we hold, is loy shmei halacha. All right, we'll stop here.